This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
We have been on a long journey together, a long journey that began last week on Palm Sunday when we gathered together with Jesus and his disciples and his band of followers, and we made a triumphant entry into Jerusalem. We waved our palms, singing Hosanna in the highest. Then we gathered together again in this beautiful space on Thursday night. We reenacted and participated in that beautiful, intimate, heartbreaking evening with Jesus and his disciples. As he knelt down and washed their feet, we knelt down and washed one another's feet. As he reinterpreted their dinner and turned it into a sacrament for the church. And then we gathered again on Good Friday. And we sat in this room and then we listened on in horror as we heard the story of Jesus' arrest, his trial, his condemnation, his crucifixion, and his death, and his burial. And then tonight we have gathered and we started all over. And we did the whole thing once again, except this time we went all the way back to the beginning of creation. Heard the story of creation and all the ways throughout history, these sort of snapshots throughout history of how God has come into the world, how God has led God's people, how God has created out of love and power, and how God has redeemed and saved over and over again. Then we entered into the tomb with Jesus tonight. And we stepped into that tomb with grace. And we baptized grace into the death of Christ. And then we heard the stone roll away. And we heard, Alleluia, Christ is risen. And we know we are raised with Christ. All along, I don't know if you've noticed it, but all along, every liturgy, we had a quiet commentary going in the background. Each liturgy had a portion from the writings of the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul works as almost a user's guide for the story of the Passion of Jesus. Each liturgy, Paul whispering in our ear, explaining to us what we're seeing. It's almost like, you know, going to the opera with someone who actually knows something about opera. You know, they sit there and they love opera so much. And they want you to understand opera. And so while the opera is going on, they're whispering explanatory things in your ear. So instead of dismissing Paul, though, as an annoying friend sitting beside you in the opera, you may dismiss Paul as being annoying for a lot of reasons, but not this one. We actually need him to whisper in our ear. Because the writings of the Apostle Paul tell us what the early church thought was actually happening. The writings of Paul are actually older than the narrative of the crucifixion of Jesus. He's telling us as we go along what we're seeing. And so what we just heard today out of the Apostle Paul, he's explaining something that started last night. As we hear this whole story, we hear Paul saying, now wait a minute. Let me tell you what's happening here, that crucifixion of Jesus, that death of Jesus. When you saw Jesus' body being taken down from the cross by his friends, wrapped in linen and prepared and laid in the tomb, just before that stone rolls away, I need you to look in there quick. Look in. What do you see? And we say, we see the death of Jesus. He says, no, look more, and you will see you. You will see the death of you. For you, in your baptism, are buried with Christ. And then we hear the stone rolled into place. We sit and we contemplate the power of this, the horror of this, that not only was Christ crucified to sin and death, we too in our baptism, says Paul, are crucified with Christ. And as Christ dies to sin, so do you. So in a very real sense, friends, you are already dead. And Grace, in a very real, sobering sense, you were just put to death in your baptism. Put to death from the power of sin and violence and horror to separate you from anything. God put to death the power of sin. Think about this. Think about all the pain in the world. Think about what is the root cause for the vast majority of pain and sadness and sorrow in this world. And it is our fear of this very thing. It is our fear of death. It is our fear of the grave and all the things that lead up to the grave that push us into selfishness and greed and violence and war. And the list goes on and on, all because we're terrified of hearing that stone roll into place. Boom. Paul says, it's been done. You're dead already. In your baptism, you are put to death already. But he says, hold it. Wait until tonight. Wait until we hear the whole story all over again, and wait until we hear the rumble of the great noise, and then we hear the stone being rolled away, and we realize that Christ has been raised from the dead, and we shout that at the top of our lungs, Alleluia, Christ is risen. But so are you. So are you. You are raised with Christ. You have been delivered from the power of sin and death. Grace, you are free. You have been delivered from all the power of all the pain in the world to separate you from God and to separate you from the love of others. All of us set free by the love of Christ. And then Paul says, so, now that you've seen this, and now that you've been a part of it, and now that you have been buried with Christ, and now that you have been raised with Christ, live no longer under the power of sin. For as in Christ all have died, so in Christ shall all be made alive. So friends, it's done already. All that fear that we live in, all that pain, all that sadness about that inevitable day when that stone will inevitably roll before our tombs for our bodies, it's over. It has no power because death can no longer separate you from the love of God. Death can no longer separate you from the love of one another. So live alive. Live alive all the way to the day you die. Because even then, you are alive. As in Christ all have died, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.